people for who they are and not who I want them to be. And most of all, believe that someone can truly love me.
Speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
Love people for who they are, not who I want them to be. And most of all, believe that someone can truly love me.
All right, here is Be My Friend.
Check, two. Two! Okay. Are we live? We're live. All right, this is Be My Friend. We're from Baltimore. Thank you to WMUC for having us. First song's called A. Has it ever been clearer? Come back and face the fear. Change cannot be avoided. We'll be right back. Thank you, Be My Friend. Live on WFUC.
Black didn't see what it is, but put it inside and got it down. What it is now, put it inside, put it inside.
Thank you, live from College Park. Of College Park and the internets of the world. This is Be My Friend, live on WMUC. above they fly. Sit alone in a darkened room, wait for death, it's approaching soon. That song was called F. That was F, right? This one's called E. This is Be My Friend. We're the band Be My Friend. Live on WMUC. And we are very appreciative to the people making this happen, running this radio station. Running sound today, taking time out of their day for these bands. So we appreciate that.
yourself a gun. Got you like a knife. Feel the pain inside. Got you like a knife. It's gone.
We'll be my friend. We got one more. I believe there will be an interview after this performance, so stick around to hear us talk about who we are, I guess. This last song is called Sea. Always take time, complete the mission, change addiction.
Cause we some vision. Time explodes like visionaries go.
Thank you. We are Be My Friend from Baltimore. Thank you to WMUC. We really appreciate it.
Thought and form a sea. Don't catch me breathing sea. No steam, no cold in between. Drench my skin, drench rings out blind. And I tell myself I'll dry just fine in time. Gone, gone. And my lips back dry like scales. We melt at Atlantic shelves and coastal cities, drinking rivers.
Okay, everyone, we're back in the studio with Be My Friend. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Can you guys go around and introduce yourselves? Tell us a little bit how you guys got together.
So I'm John on drums. Ben and I, we've been playing together for, I guess, about 4 or 5 years.
Yep. 2019. Yeah, we started a COVID band that never played out.
I'm Alex. I'm doing vocals. These guys... We're an instrumental band for about 4 or 5 years, and then they put out an ad on Craigslist for a singer, and it referenced noise rock bands and noise in general, experimental rock type stuff. So, and I believe these two met on Craigslist as well.
This is a Craigslist
band, as weird as that sounds.
That's some like really old school
social
media type. The website's still really ugly, but
yeah,
it's good for musicians.
Yeah.
Wait,
can I ask the inspo behind the name Be My Friend?
You guys
can move the mic around,
like,
by the way.
Number one, I wanted a band name that wasn't tough. There's too many bands out there with the tough font and just the tough band names.
The name came from, I had a niece that was visiting, and she was probably about 5 or 6 at the time, and she wrote Be My Friend on a little chalkboard.
Aww.
And I was like, that's an awesome band name.
Yeah. I kept thinking, is it like too cute? And I'm like, I think the cuter the better. Like,
yeah.
And people come maybe expecting something cute, and then it's not. And it's a surprise.
So, follow-up question to that, would you guys be my friend?
Absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
Thank goodness. I was worried.
Yes.
Yeah. I fully told you I was going to ask that. I've been sitting on that one for a good couple hours.
Nice.
Considering the band name, you'd have to be pretty bad to not be a friend. Like, actually, yeah. Draw the line.
So, what would you say is the driving force in your creative process? Are you big on lyrics first, or do you wait for a good melody or guitar line to strike?
I bring in riffs and he'll bring in drum beats, and then we kind of compose together, and once it ferments a little bit, then he'll put lyrics on it.
Yeah, usually lyrics are probably the last thing to come in. I think because when I joined, they already had a couple songs since they had kind of been together before I joined, so then I was able to write lyrics, and I think that's been kind of the formula now, is these two write the music, and then I'll just come in and put lyrics to it and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, and then there's like final adjustments where he'll be like, the verse might need to be a little bit longer here.
Yeah, we'll like arrange together, some arrangement, different stuff, once the main like meat and potatoes is there. And one of the reasons I did want to join this band was to actually just do vocals, because I'm in bands where I've played guitar and sang, or played bass and sang. So I just wanted to kind of do like the front man thing and just do vocals and concentrate on just singing and writing lyrics. And that's been the hardest thing, is basically remembering all the lyrics. So, yeah.
Kind of building off of that, when you sort of find yourself like in the songwriting rut, like you don't really know how to move forward with your music, what do? How do you find inspiration?
I mean, in general, like, I don't know. I mean, not write songs, I guess.
We don't get in ruts, okay?
Yeah.
Speak on that.
Yeah.
I will move to a different song. If a song's bothering me and I can't figure out the arrangement, I just play with another riff and then move on. But usually we will work on something until we like it. Lyrically, I don't know what your process is.
I think it's important to mention, too, like, everything that we've written with Alex has been since March of this year.
Yeah.
Before that, it was a whole other set of music. So what we've been doing now with this configuration has just been since March.
And a lot of learning about how to make room for lyrics.
Yep.
Because as an instrumental band, we were like, let's be dense and entertaining because there's not like a crazy person screaming. And so we were specifically, I was trying to focus on groove, getting people's heads to nod instead of angular, like avant-garde stuff. We're like, we can be gross and groovy. And then learning how to make room for a vocalist was another thing, which is actually kind of easy. You just chill. You just stay on the same riff for a little bit longer. You don't have to do
it. Yeah, it was kind of funny because, like, when I first joined, I listened to their stuff on Bandcamp, and it was when they were an instrumental, so it was, like, much more math rocky, like, time signature changes, and, like, Ben was saying, like, angular and, like, you know, keeping it interesting since it's instrumental, and when I do describe this band now, especially after talking to Ben and John, like, it's got a groove to it. I feel like it almost has, like, a swing to it, even though it's, like, super heavy. It's, it's one of, if you look out and the heads are bobbing or something, that would be pretty cool.
That is my number one goal.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't realize that in the beginning. In the beginning, you're like, I'm going to try and make these cool, weird riffs. And then I'm like, no, like, I want to be weird, but, like, get the whole crowd going up and down.
Yeah. Definitely have it accessible for people to enjoy. I mean, that's the point.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Would you guys say you care more about the process or the product?
I like playing live. And I'm more like product as in like album.
Product as in, you know, the final finished piece of music, or do you care more about, you know,
the process of creating it,
everything, all the work that goes into it, or just the having the finished piece together and, like you said, performing it live?
Personally, I just like being in a band playing music, so I do just like the process, and I'm not concerned about the final album music. And I'm always thinking of the live context. I think you are too. Like you're,
yeah.
Like, everyone is here, right? Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely like a live guy. I feel like being able to be in the moment, performing in front of people, whether it's five people or whatever. I mean, you hope it's more than five people. But if it is, whatever. Either way, like it's like a total nowness to it, right? Because it's just exciting to play it live.
I think, you know, and we obviously, we've felt like we've got a chemistry, and that's ultimately the biggest thing about the band, is that we have been able to gel with each other musically and personally, and I think that shows, you know, when we play.
Yeah.
It comes through.
A lot of it is just letting people do what they do. Like, I've been in bands, and, like, sometimes bands will have an agenda or a genre, and that's, like, the worst thing you can do. Just, like, get the musicians in the room and have them do their favorite thing and just, like, see what happens. Like, that's how you do it.
Yeah, if you're going for something too much, I think that people can tell.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're doing it really well, there's still a fine line of, like, oh, this is what they're going for, you know? So it is fun to just be like kind of more open,
and you can be genreless that way. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I know where to put this band. And like, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of speaking on that, what advice would you give younger musicians trying to get into the scene?
Make friends.
Be my friend.
Seriously, make friends and play.
Yeah, play shows. Definitely just play shows and get out there and meet people. Get in, you know, Baltimore, where we're from, most of us is like, there's a good scene up there, there's a lot of bands, a lot of different places to play. But yeah, I would say just have fun with the process of crafting it, but really get your face out there. I mean, look, with like, you know, social media and on all the internet stuff, like, there is a million people posting their stuff all the time, right? So it's like, to cut through that, I would say get out and play shows like in real life and stuff.
Yeah, there's enough entry level little hole in the walls that you can get into and just get your reps in and play. Like even like my first band, I didn't even really want to be in it. Someone was just like, "You play guitar, right?" I'm like, "Kind of," and like I joined and it was a lot of fun. And I had an imposter syndrome and I was surprised how easy it was to get a show. I'm like, "They trust us to play this awful music." I'm like, "Okay," but like. That's the advice, is that you can find a place to play. So make a couple songs and convince someone to book you.
Yeah.
And then just get out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you call yourselves a Craigslist band. Would you say there was a lot of fear going into finding your band members kind of through an online platform rather than seeing it in person? How would you say that kind of impacted how you wanted to create the band? You know, searching for people, not necessarily meeting them directly face-to-face, but kind of going off what you
with
hear
Alex,
back
it
from.
Was easy because he's all over Instagram. He's like, he's been in the Baltimore scene for a while, so we're like, you immediately know what you get. We did have a singer problem. We went through like five or six singers, some who didn't sing.
And then COVID happened, and that dissolved that band. And
we could never find someone. Like, they couldn't project. They'd never been in a band before. They had been in a band, and they weren't singing. Like,
well, Craigslist is a mixed bag. I mean, it's what it is, and I've had a lot of experience going through Craigslist people, and you just, you know, it's just like any other kind of classified ad platform. We have to see if we're a fit.
Yeah, and I think like with social media, I think obviously as soon as like I saw the Craigslist ad, I thought it was cool. Contacted them. They told me who they were. I went to social media and looked them up. And I realized that we had a bunch of mutual friends. So then you're like, okay, well, then you can kind of piece it together, watch some videos, say, oh, they know this person and that person. Those people are cool. So probably makes it easier than back in the day when it literally was like a telephone call and then you would meet. So we were able to probably research each other a little.
before. Yeah, we were looking for someone who could scream and make noise. Like, literally doing like that.
Yeah.
It's like the two mics.
Yeah, it's a noise artist would be a perfect fit for what we're doing.
I think that's because it's just guitar and drums. We're like, the singer, it could be very useful if they could also make some noise somehow. And he does. It's great.
Great. What's next for you guys? Any big projects coming up? Any shows? Anything like that?
Recording.
We're definitely recording. We have 6 songs now, another one in the works. John and Ben have been tracking, and then we're going to do vocals. So putting an album out for sure, and I would say hopefully out by the spring. Yeah. And more shows in the new year, yeah, for sure.
I'm dying to get the album out because there's a lot of people that are seeing us and they like us, and then they're going to our landing page and it's like instrumental too.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to get one tune mixed like pretty soon so we can at least have something up with vocals on it so we can send people to that. Because yeah, we definitely had some people that are like on Reddit that were like, hey, we just checked out your music. Like, we posted a video of us sitting, and there's vocals and
it
all that.
It sucks. Where's
the
singer?
And then they're like, we went to your Bandcamp page, and there's no vocals on there. So, yeah.
All right. Lastly, where can everybody find you guys?
Over, album that John and I made, the instrumental album, is all over all streaming platforms. And
Bandcamp. Yeah. And
definitely on Bandcamp. It's on Spotify,
and then
Apple
Instagram
Music.
Is Be My Friend
Be
Baltimore.
Be More.
Be My Friend Be More. So Bandcamp, Spotify, all that.
You can easily stream our new album anywhere if you look up Be My Friend. And if you go to Bandcamp, you might be a little bit ahead of the curve, and see.
If you just Google Be My Friend, it might be a little difficult.
You know what? There's not a lot of bands named to Be My Friends, but there's like 100,000 songs named Be My Friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the problem.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that was Be My Friend. We cannot thank you guys enough for being here today. We've had so much fun. And thank you to everyone listening for joining us for another great semester of Third Rail.
Yes,
we've
thank
had
you for
so
a great
much.
Semester.
We've had so much fun. Semester. So happy with Rachel and Europa here. It's been a great first semester having them. Oh, it's been so great.
So
have a happy holidays, everyone, and we'll see you next semester.
Oh,
jinx. Bye.